All right, let's jump right in. Today, we're taking a deep dive into a whole new way of thinking about cancer treatment.
Definitely new, and exciting.
So the idea is to treat cancer like a strategic military campaign.
Exactly.
That sounds a little intense,
It
right?
is, yeah, but it's a really powerful way to think about it, and that's what Dr. Daniel Thomas has been working on.
Okay, so who is this Dr. Thomas?
He's a physician. He's got over 35 years of experience. And what's so interesting about him is he's not just looking for the next big drug.
Right.
He's actually reframing how we think about fighting cancer from the ground up.
All right, so we're not talking about literal tanks and trenches, are we?
No.
What exactly makes this approach so different?
It's all about strategy, right? Dr. Thomas argues that traditional cancer treatments, they often feel like a series of these isolated battles.
Oh.
You know, we hit the tumor with surgery, we hit it with chemo, with radiation,
Right.
but we don't always think about the bigger picture, the whole battlefield.
So what is the battlefield in this case?
It's the tumor microenvironment.
Okay, so what's that?
So basically, it's the entire ecosystem surrounding the tumor.
Huh.
And it turns out that this environment plays a huge role in how cancer grows and how it spreads.
So like if you were planning an attack, you need to understand the terrain, right?
Yeah,
With
exactly.
the lay of the land.
And just like a battlefield can have mountains, rivers, dense forests, you know,
Yeah.
the tumor microenvironment has its own unique features.
Right.
And these features can either help or hinder our fight against the cancer.
So, what are some of these features?
Well, there are two that Dr. Thomas focuses on, and they're actually kind of intimidating when you first hear them.
Oh,
The first is acidosis,
acidosis.
and the second is hypoxia.
Acidosis and hypoxia.
They sound complicated, but we can break them down.
Yeah, please.
So, acidosis,
Yeah.
basically what that means is the area around the tumor is highly acidic.
Okay.
So, think of it like a toxic moat surrounding a castle.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, cancer cells actually love this acidic environment.
Huh.
Yeah, it protects them.
Oh, wow.
And it makes it really hard for our immune system to get in there and actually fight them.
So it's like the tumor is creating its own defenses.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, what about hypoxia? How does that fit in?
So hypoxia refers to low oxygen levels within the tumor.
Okay.
As the tumor grows really rapidly, it gobbles up oxygen,
Wow.
starves the surrounding cells, and this forces the cancer cells to adapt, to
Right.
evolve, and they become even more aggressive and harder to kill.
So it's like they're training in this high altitude
Yeah,
environment,
yes.
building up their strength, their endurance.
Right. It's like sending our troops into battle totally unprepared,
Yeah.
outnumbered.
Wait.
They're not going to win.
No, not at all.
But Dr. Thomas believes that we can actually shift that balance of power
Okay.
by targeting these features strategically.
Okay, so how do we do that? What's the game plan?
Well, he has this two-pronged approach,
Okay.
a defensive phase and an offensive phase.
Okay, so it's like a pincer movement.
Exactly. We weaken the enemy's defenses, then we strike with a targeted attack.
Okay, so let's start with the defense.
Yeah.
How do we weaken those tumor defenses?
This is where bicarbonate therapy comes in.
Bicarbonate therapy.
Yeah. It's a medical approach that uses sodium bicarbonate, potassium bicarbonate,
Okay.
magnesium carbonate to neutralize that acidity around the tumor.
So are we like dumping baking soda on the tumor?
I mean, it's a bit more complicated than that, but that's the general idea.
Yeah.
So, by neutralizing the acidity, we dismantle that tumor's protective shield,
Right.
and this allows our immune system to actually function much more effectively.
Oh, wow. So it's like we're clearing out that toxic moat, making it easier for the troops to reach the castle walls.
Exactly.
Okay. What other benefits does bicarbonate therapy have?
Well, it does a lot more than just disarm the enemy.
Okay.
It also improves blood flow and oxygen delivery to the tumor,
Okay.
which disrupts that hypoxic environment that was making those cancer cells so aggressive in the first place.
So we're like cutting off their supply lines and disrupting their training readiness.
Yes, exactly.
Very clever. I like it.
And there's another key benefit. Bicarbonate therapy helps to block cancer's ability to spread.
Okay, so we're containing the enemy,
Right.
preventing them from reinforcing their position
Exactly.
or establishing new outposts. I like it.
And it also helps reduce the number of cancer stem cells.
Oh, right, those superpowered cancer stem cells.
Yeah, they're like the enemy's elite forces,
Yeah.
the ones responsible for driving tumor growth and recurrence.
Right.
So we're taking out their top generals before they can even plan their next moves.
Exactly. Love it.
And to make sure that this first phase is working,
Yeah.
Dr. Thomas carefully monitors progress by measuring the pH of the patient's urine.
Okay.
This tells him if the tumor's defenses are weakening and if we're ready to move on to that next phase.
All right, so we've softened up the enemy.
Right.
We've disrupted their training.
Yes.
We've cut off their supplies. What happens next?
Yeah.
How do we launch the offensive attack?
Yeah. Well, that's where things get really exciting. We're going to dive into that in part two of our deep dive.
Right.
We'll explore the weapons that Dr. Thomas uses to directly target those cancer cells.
Can't wait to hear about those weapons. Stay tuned.
All right. So we've laid siege to those tumor defenses. Now it's time to unleash the offensive firepower.
Okay. Let's hear it. What's our weapon of choice?
The primary weapon here is a compound called enhanced high ozonide oil, or HO.
HO. Okay, I'm intrigued. What makes it so special?
HOO has a unique ability to target a specific vulnerability in cancer cells.
Okay.
Their mitochondria.
Mitochondria. Those are the powerhouses of all cells, right?
Exactly.
What makes cancer cell mitochondria any different?
Well, they have a distinct structural weakness, and this is what HO exploits.
Oh, so it's like finding a chink in their armor.
Exactly.
And then we use HO to kind of sneak in and sabotage their power supply.
That's a great way to put it.
So HO disrupts their energy production.
It does.
And it also releases oxygen right into the tumor.
It does. Remember how hypoxia creates that low oxygen environment?
Right, right. Yeah. And that makes the cancer cells more aggressive.
Exactly. So HOO counteracts that effect.
It's like a double whammy.
It is.
We cut off their power and then we take away their home field advantage.
Precisely.
So what happens to those cancer cells when HO hits them?
They basically self-destruct.
Okay.
The process is called apoptosis. It's programmed cell death.
So it's like planting a time bomb right in the enemy camp.
Exactly.
I like it. And we're not harming healthy cells, right?
That's the goal.
Okay.
But to make sure HOO is as effective as possible, Dr. Thomas combines it with these specialized agents.
Okay, like a special forces team.
Yeah, each one has a very specific mission to weaken the enemy even further.
Okay, lay it on me. Who are these agents?
One of the key players here is sulfasalazine.
Sulfasalazine.
It's been used for years to treat inflammatory conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Thomas discovered it also has this really powerful effect on cancer cells.
Oh, wow. How so?
It blocks their primary antioxidant defense system. Okay, their antioxidant defense. What does that mean?
So it's like stripping away their shields, leaving them completely exposed to the full force of the HOO.
Oh, wow.
And to ensure those shields can't come back up.
Right.
We deploy another agent called Aranefin.
Aranefin, okay.
And Aranefin disables their secondary antioxidant defenses.
So we're, like, dismantling their entire defense infrastructure?
That's a great way to think about it.
Any other agents on this mission?
Yes. We also deploy creosin.
Creosin? And what's that?
Creosin is actually a natural compound found in things like honey and passion flower.
Oh, interesting.
And it prevents cancer cells from adapting to the oxidative stress that's caused by the HOO and the other agents.
Oh, so it's like we're cutting off their escape route, preventing them from evolving and becoming resistant to treatment.
Exactly.
I like it. Very clever. And finally, we have niclosamide.
Niclosamide.
It's been used for decades to treat tapeworm infections.
Wait a minute, tapeworms?
I know, it sounds surprising.
How does that work against cancer?
Well, research has shown that a specific form called liposomal niclosamide can disrupt cancer cell mitochondria even further.
Oh, wow.
It basically amplifies the effects of the HOO.
So we're like calling in an airstrike to finish them off.
Precisely.
Wow, it's a really coordinated attack.
It is.
But with all this firepower, how do we make sure we're not harming healthy cells?
That's a really important consideration. Dr. Thomas's whole approach is about maximizing the impact on the enemy and minimizing that collateral damage.
Yeah.
So these targeted agents, they primarily affect cancer cells, leaving healthy cells mostly unharmed.
So it's a precision strike, not a carpet bomb.
Exactly.
I like that.
And to minimize any side effects, Dr. Thomas carefully monitors each patient's progress.
Okay, so how does he track whether the offensive phase is working?
He uses a combination of tools, tumor markers, which are substances in the blood that can indicate the presence and activity of cancer, and imaging techniques like CT scans, MRI scans, or PET-CT scans.
So it's like he's constantly gathering intel, looking for any changes in the size of the tumor.
Yes.
Signs of spread, any indication that the treatment's working.
Exactly. It's a really dynamic approach, constantly adapting based on the patient's response.
This all sounds really promising, but is everyone a candidate for this type of treatment?
That's a great question, and that's something we'll dive into in the final part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll discuss who might be eligible for this treatment, as well as some of the potential challenges and considerations.
Awesome. Can't wait to hear more. All right, we're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into Dr. Thomas's military-inspired approach to cancer treatment.
It's certainly been a fascinating journey, hasn't it?
It really has. From understanding that tumor microenvironment to that targeted offensive attack, I mean, it's all so strategic.
It really highlights how Dr. Thomas brings together military strategy and cutting-edge research.
Absolutely. So let's talk about who can actually benefit from this approach.
Right. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. But Dr. Thomas sees a lot of promise for certain groups.
Like who?
Well, first, there are patients who are currently undergoing conventional treatments like chemo or radiation.
So this could be used alongside those traditional methods.
Exactly.
Potentially make them more effective.
Yes. It's like providing air support to ground troops, you know,
like
bicarbonate therapy. And those targeted agents we talked about, they could work together with chemo and radiation to make them more potent and hopefully reduce those side effects.
That's huge, especially considering how difficult those treatments can be.
Absolutely.
What other groups would benefit?
Well, Dr. Thomas also believes this approach could be a new option for patients who haven't responded well to traditional treatments.
Okay, so those facing tougher battles where those conventional treatments have fallen short.
Exactly. This strategy could give them a new arsenal, a way to fight back when other options are gone.
That's incredibly hopeful. Are there other patients who come to mind?
Yeah. Dr. Thomas also sees potential for patients in remission.
Oh, wow. So those who have achieved a victory, at least for now.
Yeah. Think of it like maintaining a peacekeeping force.
Okay.
You know, by targeting the tumor microenvironment and watching those lingering cancer cells.
Right.
We can potentially prevent recurrence and help those patients stay in remission longer.
It's like fortifying their defenses.
Exactly.
Like making sure the enemy doesn't regroup for a sneak attack.
Precisely. And of course, there's quality of life.
Yeah, of course.
This approach could improve that for many patients, whether they're in active treatment, remission, or facing a more advanced stage.
It's all about giving patients more options, more control.
Exactly.
Now, I know we've been focusing on the positive, but are there any challenges or considerations with this approach?
Oh, absolutely. It's really important to remember this is still relatively new, and more research is always needed.
Of course.
The initial results are promising, but we need more data to really confirm long-term effectiveness and safety.
Right.
And not every patient will respond to this the same way.
Of course, each battle is different, and every patient's unique.
Precisely. And access to this treatment might be limited. For now, it's not widely available everywhere.
Right.
It's crucial for patients to talk to their healthcare providers.
Yeah.
See if it's the right fit for them.
It's about having open and informed conversations, weighing the benefits and the risks. Well, this has been truly eye-opening. What's the key takeaway you want listeners to leave with today?
The most important message is that Dr. Thomas's work is a real paradigm shift in cancer treatment.
Yeah.
It's not about finding that one magic bullet drug. Hmm. It's about understanding the tumor microenvironment and using a strategic approach.
Fighting smarter, not harder.
Exactly. And it's about offering hope to patients who might feel like they're running out of options.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a fantastic deep dive with incredible insights. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us.
My pleasure.
And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has empowered you to ask questions, explore new possibilities, and really be involved in your own healthcare journey. We'll be back soon with another fascinating deep dive. Until then, stay curious.